What's the best way to keep your bills down?
Use a paperweight.
Correct. Pay that man $8. What is a pedestrian?
A married man who owns a car.
Correct. Pay that man $9 because...
It pays to be ignorant.
And good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Well, it's here again, that quiz program that's the cause for so many schools opening early this year. We have a board of experts who are so dumb, when they hit their crazy bone, they ache all over. First, we have the celebrated author, Mr. Harry McNaughton, who has just written a book entitled How I Fooled My Draft Board, or Seeing the World Through a Cell Window. But here he is, Mr. Harry McNaughton.
I have a poem, Mr. Howard.
I imagine.
Mary had a little lamb, some salad and dessert, and then she gave her wrong address, the dirty little flirt.
A woman who is so big when she crosses the George Washington Bridge, she has to pay toll. Here she is, Miss Lulu McConnell.
You know, Mr. Howard, I was talking to Vernon Nixon today.
Vernon Nixon?
Yep. All she done was to talk about her husband.
Well?
How sweet and kind he was.
Uh-huh.
How tender.
She said he was tender.
Yeah, well, no wonder he's tender.
No. Why?
Well, she keeps him in hot water all the time. She burns me up.
All right, never mind. Next, we have a man who never fails to see his dentist twice a year. Once for each tooth. A man who is so dopey, when he takes gas, the gas goes to sleep. There he is, the poor man's fifth impediment, Mr. George Shelton.
Let me tell you, I got a phone call from a friend of mine up on the farm today.
You did?
Yeah, he said during the hurricane last night, he was out in the barn milking the cow.
Oh, during the hurricane.
Yeah, and it blew the barn right away.
Imagine.
Then it blew the cow away.
Yeah.
And there he was, left holding the bag.
There he was. Mr. Sheldon, why don't you go out and have your head examined?
Okay, I'll be back in a minute.
Never mind. Now, sit where you are. It wouldn't take a minute. Well, there they are, folks. If you folks at home are putting the children to bed, go right ahead because you're not going to miss a thing. Here is the first question.
But, Mr. Howard, you didn't introduce our guest.
Our guest? What guest?
Well, don't you remember last week you said you were bringing someone up here that would be sure and answer the question? Well, here she is. That ping pong expert, actress, and beauty editor of the Hobo News, Miss Patsy Kelly.
Miss Kelly.
Thank you, kind people. Hey, this is really a pleasure. I've always wanted to visit a museum.
Wait. Just a minute, Miss Kelly. This is not a museum.
It isn't? Well, what are all these four old mummies doing here?
Wait a minute, please.
What do you mean old? Why, only last summer I was chosen Miss America.
And Miss McConnell, you look like Miss America.
Yes, and half of Canada, too.
Never mind. Now, don't start anything. This is a quiz program, Miss Kelly, and don't forget, you're here to answer some questions.
All right, but I tell you, I'm innocent.
Wait a minute. We haven't accused you of anything. You seem to know Miss McConnell. Have you met Mr. McNaughton?
Oh, how do you do?
I do.
Say, I know your face so well, but I can't seem to place it.
Well, you better leave it where it is.
Miss Kelly, this is George Shelton.
Well, hiya, Georgie.
Hi, kid.
How do you find yourself?
Oh, I wake up in the morning and there I am.
There you are.
Do you have to wake up?
Very good, Miss Kelly.
That's comical.
Listen, now let's come to order.
I'll take a short beer.
I'll lay it. Looks like we're going to have a rough night here tonight. Here is the first question. Now, pay attention.
Yes.
I want you to try and answer one question. What does a candy salesman sell? What product? The question's about salesmen.
Traveling salesman, Mr. Howard?
Well, it could be a traveling salesman.
Where's he traveling to, Mr. Howard?
That's the material.
Oh, I used to work in that town, Mr. Howard.
What is that?
Immaterial Pennsylvania.
The questions you ask are downright silly.
That's right, they're silly. The most important question is, how old is this traveling salesman? Does he know any good stories?
Yeah.
Say, Kelly. Yeah?
Do
Did you hear that new one about the traveling salesman?
Oh, come on, McConnell. I'll kill you.
Wait a minute. Please, let's pay attention to the program.
What's the matter with that man?
Never mind. The question is, what product does a candy salesman sell?
Hey, McConnell, do you know a new one about the traveling salesman?
Yes, yes.
Kelly.
You
know one?
Yeah, one day last February.
Last February.
Hey, flannel mouth. Will you keep quiet? Will you please give me a little attention here?
I'm giving you as little as possible.
I know that.
Now, McConnell, what happened to the salesman?
The question is about salesmen.
Well, you know, I used to be a salesman. I remember the first day I started out, I got two orders.
Two orders?
Yeah, get out and stay out.
You know, I was a salesman, too. I used to be a door-to-door salesman, but it was too tough.
Too tough?
Did you ever try selling a door to a door?
Mr. McNaughton, please. If you had a forehead, I'm sure it would go up in a point.
Thank you.
Hey, McConnell, what was the one about the traveling salesman?
Now, Miss...
Well, not a second.
Miss Kelly, I'm not going to speak to you again.
Well, that'll be a relief.
Look, well, some of you try and answer the question, what product does a candy salesman sell?
Oh, candy. You know, I love a good piece of candy. My boyfriend bought me a box of Peanut Brutal the other day.
Peanut Brutal? You mean brittle.
With her teeth, it's brutal.
Yeah. Very funny, McConnell. Very funny.
Yeah, I'm back in my old form.
Yes, and it still goes it.
You know, I tried to get a job as a salesman in a butcher shop once. The fellow offered me $25 a week.
$25 a week?
Yeah, and then he asked me if I could dress a chicken.
Oh, there he is. What did you tell him?
I said, did you ever try dressing a chicken on $25 a week?
With malice in my heart, I bring you Dr. Novik and his orchestra. That's only the beginning.
Oh, you are a good.
Do we have to listen to this?
You like that, Mr. Collins?
From our contestants. We have invited two members of the studio audience up here on the stage.
Well.
They can ask the experts a question. If they get an intelligent answer, we give them the output of the Philadelphia Mint for one day. If they don't, we give them Patsy Kelly. Who is our first contestant, Mr. Roberts?
Well, Mr. Howard, our first contestant tonight is Private First Class Bob Emsworth of the United States Air Corps.
Private Ensworth, and welcome to our program. How do you feel, sir?
He looks all right to me.
I'm not asking you.
Well, hey, sweetie, are you sending your allotment checks to anyone special?
Miss,
I'm talking to him, not you.
Hey, dear. Oh, Miss Kelly, you're not supposed to make passes at the contestants.
All right, let him make passes at me.
All right, never mind.
Yeah, me too.
Listen, please.
Yeah, I'm looking for some good suggestions.
Vanessa and you two worn-out girdles. Look, we have a question. Pay no attention to them private answers. Could I ask you a question? Where's your hometown? Would you care to tell us?
New Britain, Connecticut.
New Britain, Connecticut.
Well, New Britain. Well, my goodness.
I go ahead for New Britain.
Well, strike me out and call me a Dodger.
I imagine.
Now, you know, I used to work in that town.
Your tonsils are backfiring.
Yeah, I was a tailor in a lawyer's office. You were a tailor in a lawyer's office?
Yeah, I used to press suits.
Uh-huh. Oh, no. That's terrible.
You know, Private Ensworth, I was in the last war, yes, and well, do I remember one day we were going to attack, and the captain said, fix bayonets. But I didn't pay any attention to him.
You didn't pay any attention? Why?
Well, there wasn't anything wrong with mine.
There wasn't anything wrong.
I carried on, you know.
All right. Never mind, Miss McNaughton. You abused the privilege of being stupid. You understand? I'm sorry for the interruption, Private. How long have you been in the service?
16 months, sir.
Oh, 16 months. Congratulations. What did you do before you entered the service?
Well, I wrote for the Hartford Courant in Hartford, Connecticut.
Oh, you were a writer?
A feature writer, reporter.
Oh, you didn't write gags for radio comedians, did you?
No, I didn't.
Well, we're glad to know that anyhow.
Well, what's your first name, honey?
Bob.
What?
Bob.
Oh, is that a cute name? Oh, ain't it cute? I'll sniff you for
it. Let it out, please.
He's all yours. Well, you can just call me Flower. I'm so soft and fluffy.
Call you Flower. You're so soft and fluffy.
Yeah, gold medal Flower.
Gold medal. And you've been through the mill, too.
Let's get back to the soldier. Now, there is a nice-looking soldier. Yeah, he reminds me of my boyfriend.
He reminds you?
Yeah.
He reminds you of your boyfriend?
He does. He took me for a ride on the Staten Island Ferry, but I don't think he likes me anymore.
Well, what makes you say that, Patsy?
Well, there was something in the way he pushed me over the rail.
Very good, you know.
Never mind the fun. Bob, would you please reach into the dunce cap there and pick out a question for us? And would you be kind enough to read the question, if you will? Just take your time.
What do you put between two bookends?
That's very good. What do you keep between two bookends? Have you got the question, Mr. McNaughton?
Yes, I have, Mr. Hart.
Well, what about it?
That's what I say. What about it?
Please.
I think that's a silly question, if I may say so.
You may say so.
Thank you. I think that's a silly question.
I think this whole thing is silly, if I may say so.
You may say so.
Well, thank you. I think this whole thing is silly.
Oh, cut it out, will you, please?
What
do you keep between two bookends?
Mr. Howard, in the first place, there's no such thing as two bookends.
And why not?
Because a book has only one end. One beginning and one end.
Mr. McNaughton, please, what makes you so stupid?
I study night.
Yeah, I see. I'm
reading a swell book now. The ending is terrific.
Yeah, how do you like the beginning?
Oh, I haven't come to that yet.
My word, you must read backwards.
Oh, I'd be glad to. Who wrote it?
Who wrote it? What do I have to do to get an answer around here, bleed?
I don't think you can do it.
I don't think so.
Hey, you know, Mr. Howard, I'm writing a book now.
Wait a minute. You're writing a book?
Yeah, it's called Flaxseed Insomnia and Asthma.
Uh-huh. I say, what an odd title for a book.
Well, the publisher told me to put everything I had into it.
I see.
Have you read Way Down East by William Shakespeare?
Way Down East by William... Shakespeare didn't write Way Down East.
I don't care where he wrote it. It's a good story.
I see.
I read all the stuff as soon as it comes out.
Thank you. And now, ladies and gentlemen, comes the only sour note in our program, Dr. Novick and his orchestra. The latest Gallup poll was voted that Nat Novick's orchestra was the most likely to get ahead. They all need one. Here he is, Dr. Novick and his ferry boat Philharmonic 5... playing under or over the waves, rather. That's all beautiful, doesn't it?
Thank you.
question is about ping pong. Incidentally, did I understand Mr. Roberts right when he introduced Miss Kelly to say that she was somewhat of a ping pong player?
Oh, yes, Mr. Howard, that's my game.
Yes?
I just came back from a ping pong tournament in Chicago.
No, did you win?
No, I was disqualified. They caught me pinging when I should have been ponging.
I see. Well,
that's a natural mistake, you know.
Oh, thank you.
A bit of an error.
Yeah, a bit of an error.
All right, please. Don't go into it. Well, here is the question. Playing the game of ping pong, what do you use? A pitcher's glove, a monkey wrench, or a paddle?
A monkey wrench.
You use a monkey wrench to play ping pong?
I always use a monkey wrench.
You mean you hit the ball with a monkey wrench?
No, I tighten the nuts under the table
you
with
tighten it. Tighten the nuts under the table. Mr. Sheldon, why don't you have your brain recapped?
I tried, but the ration board turned me down.
I see. Miss Kelly, suppose you explain the game of ping pong.
Oh, you don't know anything about it either?
Not a thing.
Oh, good. Then I can talk freely.
I imagine.
I was playing just last night with a sister of mine.
What's your sister's name?
Annette. Annette Kelly. Lovely girl, Annette.
Annette. What a lovely name,
yeah,
Annette.
Yeah, lovely name. Lovely girl. Well, anyway, to get back to the game.
Yes.
To play ping pong, you've got to have a table, a ball, a paddle, and a net.
Yeah. You've got to have a net?
Certainly. You can't play without a net.
Well, suppose a net doesn't feel like playing.
What do you mean don't feel like playing? You've got to have a net on the table.
Well, but suppose a net won't get up on the table.
Yeah. Don't be silly. We put a net on the table.
Why does a net have to be on the table, Miss Kelly?
Why, look, do you guys know what a net is?
She's crazy if she gets on the table.
Wait a minute. Look, you bat the ball over a net.
Where is she now, on the floor?
Wait a minute. What do you mean on the floor? There is no net on the floor. We have a net tied to the table.
You've got to tie it to the table?
Yeah, sure. Say, look, a net is a long strip.
A net is a long strip?
Yeah.
That's a fine way to talk about your sister.
My sister? Now, wait a minute. I told you a net is a strip of gauze-like material.
I thought a net was your sister.
She is. Wait a minute. She is, but a net is something else again.
You mean she's two-faced?
She's two...
Wait a minute. Miss Kelly is not talking about her sister's name, stupid.
Oh, she's got a sister named Stupid.
Someone get me out of this.
Oh, yes, we have, Mr. Howard. Now I'd like to present to you Seaman First Class Jackie Bell of the Wave.
Oh, good evening, Miss Bell, and welcome to A Pace Big. We're very, very happy to have you with us.
Oh, Rolla, yes, yes. Lovely girl, isn't she, Miss Kelly?
Yeah, she's cute. But what's she got that I couldn't have fixed?
Just a minute, please. Miss Bell, I want to warn you, don't let these booby traps annoy you, will you, please?
Say, you know, Miss Bell, you remind me of a girl.
A girl.
Yeah, my girl. Yeah, my
That's
girl.
Marvelous.
Decided blonde.
Your girl is a decided blonde.
Blonde.
Yeah,
she decided last week.
All right. Please.
I enjoyed that, you know. It was a nice switch.
Ah, a nice switch. Good.
That's what she died.
Oh, never mind. I hope they're not annoying you, Miss Bell. What is your hometown, would you care to tell us?
Palm Springs, California.
Palm Springs, California.
Palm Springs, California.
A strong woman in a beauty parlor?
Yeah, I used to lift faces.
Please.
Comical, yes.
The devil is in me tonight.
Yeah, it must be something. What did you do, Miss Bell, before you entered the service? Would you mind telling us?
I was a buyer at a gift shop there in Palm Springs.
Oh, a buyer at a gift shop?
Yes.
That's a very nice position.
Hello.
How long have you been in the service?
Almost a year.
Well, congratulations. Have you been in New York long?
Yes, sir, the whole time.
Oh, have you been in New York before this trip?
No, it's the first time. I like it very much.
Oh, you like New York. Uh-huh. Have you met any of the boys?
Oh, quite a few.
How do you compare the boys in New York with the boys in Palm Springs? Are you married?
No.
Well, you can answer that.
I can answer. Well, I'm afraid I might be a little prejudiced.
Well, you don't have to stick your chin out if you don't want to.
You know, Mr. Howard, I used to go out with a young lady from Palm Springs.
You did?
Hmm. Coincidence, you know.
Yeah?
She was a window dresser.
A window dresser?
Yeah, she never pulled down her shades.
Did she really? Pay no attention to Miss Bell. We're more than glad to have you with us, I must say. And you look quite cute in your uniform there.
You sure do, honey. You look so attractive. I just bet the boys and the men are just crazy about you. Of course, for my part, I'm forgetting men.
Miss McConnell, you're forgetting men?
Yes. I'm forgetting as many as I can get.
You're forgetting. All right, let's get on here. Would you mind reaching at the dunce cap, Miss Bell, and kicking out a question for us? Would you mind reading the question, please?
What is longitudinal stability?
What is longitudinal stability? Young lady, I'm afraid you're on the wrong program.
Oh, no. Certainly it is not. That's a very easy question.
What's an easy question?
Longitudinal stability. It's very simple.
You mean you can answer that question, Miss Kelly?
Are you kidding? My longitudinal stability is stability with influence of disturbances in the plane of symmetry and is affected by the stabilizer elevator combination. Very simple. Probably the easiest question I've ever heard.
Is that correct, Mr. Roberts?
Why, yes, Mr. Howard, it is.
Of course it's correct.
Why, Miss Kelly, you're wonderful.
You're just saying that because it's true.
I see.
Oh, here's Johnny with the $25.
Wait a minute, Miss Kelly. Tell me something. How did you know that was the answer?
It was written here.
Thank you. or buffoon? Well,
Mr. Howard, pardon me a moment. According to Mr. Webster, a buffoon is a musical instrument.
No.
Oh, no, Mr. McNaughton. You're thinking of a bassoon.
No. Oh, no, Kelly. A bassoon is a sort of a monkey.
Wait a minute. That's a baboon.
Oh, no, you're wrong, Mr. Howard. A baboon is something you go flying in.
No, that's balloon. A great big bag of hot air with a shape like an elephant.
Now we're back to Miss McConnell again.
Oh, what? Now you know what we mean when we say...
It pays to be ignorant, to be dense, to be dumb, to be ignorant. It pays to be ignorant just like me. Each week I earn $6. My brain is terribly lax. But when there ain't no income, why there ain't no income tax. It pays to be ignorant, to be dumb, to be dense, to be ignorant. It pays to be ignorant just like me. I took my girl to dinner. We had a wonderful feed. But they had to give my girl the check because I couldn't read. So you see, it pays to be ignorant.
This is the Armed Forces Radio Service.